Harvey Norman Home Appliances. Big brands, bigger value.
Let's do this.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Firstly, a big hello to you, Brent Reed, from The Australian.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be here.
A journalist's work is never done. I've heard on the grapevine you're out trying to pry information out of media managers and all sorts of people at 4 a.m. after State of Origin.
and free beers as well, Dan. Trying to pry that as well.
Well, how come we don't get invited to those things, Gerds?
Free beers?
You don't get invited. You just lob, Dan. That's the secret.
Now,
and eventually they take pity on you.
Today, the big news, James Maloney off to the Sharks. It's a 3-year deal. What is this going to mean? Normally, these sort of things have a domino effect.
Yeah.
What will this mean?
Well, I suppose we look at it from a Roosters perspective firstly, Dan. Obviously, there's a lot of people who believe that the Roosters are stashing aside money for someone. Jarrod Haynes, the name that's getting thrown around, because obviously I think he finds out in August whether he's got a deal in the States. They've let Maloney go. Tuivasa-Sheck's gone. So they've saved money there. They've obviously used money to re-sign Napa, Guerra. They're re-signing Ferguson. It sounds like they'll keep Tupou. So the Roosters are denying that they're doing that, the money's being stashed aside for players, but I'd be very surprised if they're not keeping a watching eye on what's happening with Jarrod Haynes in America. And
hang on. So let's think about this. Sonny Bill last year.
Sonny Bill, yeah.
He was on, what, 800? Roger Tuivasa-Sheck was probably on half that.
Yeah,
probably. And James Maloney was on very big money.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Now, I know they've upgraded players, but that's a lot of money to be freed up.
Well, it is, Dan, and that's, I guess, why that perception's out there, that they're waiting for a big kill. Obviously, Jared's one named. Israel Folau's another that gets thrown around in
relation to that. Does Parramatta have money? Gerds, I know you want to chime in here. Does Parramatta have money? If Jarrod Haynes, if it doesn't work out for him in August, now that Parramatta's invested in Kieran Foran, do they have the funds to accommodate Jarrod Haynes?
And Bo Scott, and they just bought a fullback, Michael Gordon. So you would suspect that Parramatta's not planning for Jarrod Haynes to come back next year, are they? Mm. They bought Michael Gordon.
If you don't have a top-line fullback these days, like one of the – there's probably about 8 or 9 of them around, you can't win the premiership. I know that they've got a young guy that's coming through, and he's 18 or he might be 19 next year.
Just turned 18, good.
Yeah, so obviously he's still maybe 2-3 seasons away from being a – if he ever gets to that heights. But the Roosters know that they need – there's talk about Blake Ferguson. I know what's Blake Ferguson's contract situation?
Well, he hasn't done it yet, Gerds, but I think there's an assumption there that he will stay. He'll obviously get a new deal from them. It'll be an upgraded deal. And they're saying that some of the money's obviously going towards keeping Blake Ferguson.
He'd be my guy next year. He would be the guy that I put back to fullback and certainly give it a try. If they don't sign anyone and it's just a process of bringing this young Latrell and some of the current players that they have through, I'd be throwing him. We saw what GI did when he went to fullback. I mean, they're similar players, Ferguson. Great. You've got to give him the footy.
Story that's going around today is that they're sniffing around for Brett Stewart.
Well, Dan, I've spoken to Manly officials tonight, and they said that's just rubbish. They say that the club's actually in the process of right now negotiating a one-year extension to Brett Stewart's deal. He's got 1 year to go, so that would be another year in 2017. And I think they think he'll take up that deal. So, at the moment, Manly are saying that's guff.
Okay, that's that story out of the way. What else, Rudy?
Well, obviously, the other domino effect, Dan, is Trent Hodkinson.
Yeah.
Because, Cronulla were mooted as a potential club for Trent Hodkinson. Now looks as though it's a straight shootout between the Gold Coast or England for Trent Hodkinson.
Yeah.
Obviously, they brought in that marquee
allowance.
Deal over there, allowance.
So you're wiping Canterbury out of the Trent Hodkinson
I would state. Be stunned if he was at Canterbury next year, Dan. I think it's been made clear to him that Mbai is obviously a player they see a big future in. Reynolds has got a deal there. He's tied up for next year and maybe the year after. So he's the odd man out there. They've made him an offer, but it's below what he can get in the open market. And the Gold Coast can build a club around Trent Hodkinson because they need a bloke who's an upstanding member of the community.
Yep.
There's a report they've tabled an offer to him. I don't think that's right. They've spoken to him. I don't think the offer's on the table yet, but I don't think it's far away.
He'd be a great fit up there, wouldn't he? Like, you probably got to play him at 5'8 up there. They've got young LG who's shown this year that he's going to be a good halfback. And, he just showed during that Origin game, both games really, Hodkinson, that he's such a solid player. You know, his defence is always really good. His attack's solid. And he's a really good first-grade player. And as you said, you go out there and make a real difference to that Gold Coast outfit.
Now, someone we keep forgetting about is Shandor Earl. An anniversary is coming up for him. Is he ever going to have his case heard?
Well, Dan, would you believe they've had to put it off for another month because the head of the NRL and anti-doping tribunal, Ian Callanan, is away for the month of July. His two-year anniversary is in August, Shandorill, so he will not have his hearing until at least August. So him and Martin Kennedy
will be forced
to wait until at least August to wait for a hearing.
Because the bloke is putting his feet up for a month, the NRL can't do anything.
I'm not sure where he's going, Dan. I don't know whether he's on holiday.
Is he the only one that can do
business.
This case?
Well, apparently he's the only man who can do the case.
When you have a holiday, Reedy, does the Australian newspaper close down? I want to know.
He might
do they just not print?
They may
Reedy's
as well.
Away.
They may as well, Gerds.
Well, there you go.
Anything else, Reedy?
Ben Teo, Dan. I spoke to Ben Teo this week. He's actually back in the country right now. He's in Sydney. He flies back to Ireland on Monday to finish off the next year of his deal with Leinster Rugby Union. Asked him whether he'd come back to the NRL, and he's open to it, Dan. He's not saying he'll definitely come back, but he's saying later this year he'll review his situation. Comes off contract in May next year, and he said, I'm a league player through and through. And there's no doubt he misses Australia.
How do they go? Like, we don't hear much about Sam Burgess. We know that I think he made the English side there for a little while to play in a game or a train on.
World Cup squad.
What about Benny Teo? Did he make that squad? Because he's an English international as well.
He's English.
Possibly.
He didn't make that squad, Gerds. And, I think he sort of found he broke his arm when he first got there. He missed 10 weeks with a broken arm. But then he sort of found his feet and he said he started to get a bit more acclimatised to playing the game and so on. He actually played against Sam Burgess, the quarterfinals, I think, the Heineken Cup, and they beat them.
Really?
Yeah. He's playing inside centre. So, you know, I think he's enjoying it, but I think it was pretty evident from talking to him, he misses home.
That's it?
That's it.
Well done, Reedy. That was worthy of the 6:10 time slot. You've come in.
I'm back to 6:10.
You've come in with some gold.
Good news.